Apple chip conversation connects directly to something that's been quietly reshaping the AI infrastructure landscape. The SemiAnalysis newsletter dropped a piece on OpenAI's custom chip called Jalapeno, and the claim is that it outperforms NVIDIA's Blackwell architecture on the workloads OpenAI cares most about. This landed on 8chan with 507 points and 322 comments, which tells you the community took it seriously.
And they should. NVIDIA's entire AI dominance story rests on the assumption that their hardware remains the default choice for frontier AI training and inference. If OpenAI has built a chip that meaningfully outperforms Blackwell on their specific workloads, the implications for NVIDIA's competitive position are real. The caveat, of course, is specific workloads. Custom silicon is always optimized for particular computational patterns, and NVIDIA's advantage is in general-purpose AI compute flexibility.
The SemiAnalysis piece is careful about this distinction. Jalapeno appears to be purpose-built for transformer inference at scale, not training, and not general workloads. OpenAI is presumably running billions of tokens per day through their production systems, and optimizing that specific pipeline with custom silicon makes enormous economic sense. If you can reduce inference cost by even 15% at that scale, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars annually.
This is also strategically defensive for OpenAI. Right now, they're heavily dependent on NVIDIA for compute, which means NVIDIA has leverage over their cost structure. Building your own silicon breaks that dependency, at least partially. Google did this years ago with TPUs, Amazon has Trainium, and Microsoft has their Maya chips. OpenAI being late to this party doesn't make the move less rational, it makes it more urgent.
Meanwhile, out of China, AI has confirmed that their Ox Alpha model is part of the GLM series, and they're releasing the weights publicly. Bloomberg covered this as a stealth model that rivals DeepSeek, which is a strong framing. The significance here is twofold. First, the technical claim that it's competitive with the current frontier at the open weight tier. And second, the strategic decision to release weights openly rather than keep them proprietary.
The weight release is the part I find more interesting from a geopolitical angle. China's AI labs have increasingly adopted open release strategies, and I think that's a deliberate positioning move against the US regulatory environment. If American labs are subject to export controls and compute restrictions, Chinese labs releasing open weights globally creates a different kind of influence, one that's harder to regulate because the model runs locally anywhere in the world.
The HN community had some debate about the actual benchmark performance of Ox Alpha. GLM models from Zhipu AI have historically been strong on Chinese language tasks, but somewhat behind Western frontier models on English reasoning benchmarks. The question is whether Ox Alpha closes that gap or whether rivals DeepSeek is marketing language. Without independent evaluation, the claim is provisional.
On the pure algorithm side, the piece RAG is simpler than you think, generated 44 comments and a healthy debate. Retrieval augmented generation has become something of a buzzword in enterprise AI deployments. And the article's core argument is that practitioners are over-engineering their RAG pipelines when much simpler implementations perform comparably.
This resonates with a pattern I see constantly in AI tooling, the gap between what researchers describe in papers and what actually works in production. The article argues that basic vector search plus a well-prompted LLM handles the majority of enterprise retrieval use cases. The sophisticated stuff, hybrid search, re-ranking, graph-based retrieval, matters for the tail of hard cases. But most organizations would be better served getting the simple version working first rather than building the complex version from scratch.
Related to this is the paper on agentic context management that appeared on 8chan today. The RZiv preprint frames memory and token cost as architectural problems rather than just engineering constraints. The core insight is that as agents run longer tasks, the cost of maintaining context in the model's attention window grows quadratically, and most current approaches just throw more tokens at the problem rather than thinking carefully about what information actually needs to be in context at any given moment. That's a systems design problem, not a model quality problem.
The paper proposes treating memory tiers the way operating systems treat storage: hot memory in context, warm memory in retrievable embeddings, cold memory in structured databases, with explicit promotion and demotion policies. It's a clean abstraction, and the 8chan comments were generally positive, with a few people pointing out that this maps well onto how experienced prompt engineers already structure complex agent workflows. The contribution is in formalizing what practitioners have been doing intuitively.